Tri-State News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Miami's mayor is promising residents and visitors the city is ready for whatever happens Tuesday as former President Trump arrives at the federal courthouse for his arraignment.
In our city, we obviously believe in the Constitution and believe that people should have the right to express themselves, but we also believe in law and order. And we know that, and we hope that tomorrow will be peaceful.
Mayor Francis Suarez says the city is used to handling large crowds. Trump faces 37 federal charges for allegedly hiding classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago home. The federal judge overseeing Trump's arraignment Tuesday is ordering media be prohibited from bringing cell phones or other electronic devices into the Miami courthouse. Florida courts called it a manslaughter. The family of a black man killed by a white neighbor during a dispute about her kids wants the charges upgraded to murder. The Reverend Al Sharpton delivered the eulogy for A.J. Owens at Meadowbrook Church on Monday.
What happened here is wrong, and we come to stand with this family to call wrong wrong.
Deputies say Owens had knocked on the door of Susan Lorenz's home to discuss the situation. He was shot through the closed door. Lorenz says she acted in self-defense. Longtime Wheel of Fortune host Pat Sajak is planning to retire next year after more than 40 years on the TV game show.
He made the announcement in a tweet Monday saying the upcoming 41st season will be his last. The 76-year-old said it's been a wonderful ride, adding that he'll have more to say in the coming months. Sajak started on Wheel of Fortune back in 1981 alongside co-host Vanna White. The show's 41st season is set to begin in September. I'm Brian Shook.
And student loan payments are due starting in October. This is USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Pennsylvania officials say a bridge on I-95 will need to be demolished after a tanker truck fire caused it to collapse Sunday. State transportation officials say the driver of the truck lost control while taking an exit ramp and crashed into a wall. The tanker was carrying 8,500 gallons of gas, which caught fire. Repairs could take months before one of the busiest stretches of highway in the Northeast can reopen. 6ABC reported a body had been found in the rubble of the bridge, but the transportation secretary declined to confirm any deaths. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is pushing for bipartisan legislation that would combat the nation's fentanyl crisis.
Gillibrand says the Fend Off Fentanyl Act would, in part, declare a national emergency and require President Biden to sanction members of criminal organizations that are trafficking the drug into the United States. New York City Special Narcotic Prosecutor Bridget Brennan says the bill gives prosecutors the tools they need to address sellers. New York City reported more than 2,600 overdoses in 2021, and 80% were connected to fentanyl. I'm Lisa Taylor.
The EPA has signed off on $300 million in funding for sewage projects along the border. The money will go toward expanding the South Bay wastewater treatment plant near San Ysidro, the new sewage treatment facility in Mexico, and repairs for sewage pipes in Tijuana. The Monday marks 7 years since the deadly Pulse nightclub mass shooting in Florida. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.